This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Back in January 2003, the headline said it all. From my heart, I forgive him. And this was from a man who'd just lost his adult son, who was a policeman in the United Kingdom, going about doing his duty. And I'm talking about January 14, 2003. Special Branch Officer Stephen Oak had been tragically stabbed to death while arresting three terror suspects in a flat north of Manchester. Now, it was on the TV news that night, and the public were appalled at this senseless act of murder. It was a really shocking crime. But something just as incredible happened the next morning at the press conference. And Stephen Oak, the young policeman who had died, his father, who himself was a police officer prior to retirement, he spoke to the reporters and the camera crew. And when he was asked what he thought of the man who stabbed his son, Robin Oak left everyone speechless. He said, "From my heart, I forgive him." That comment made the headlines, as you'd expect, an amazing response. The journalists couldn't believe it. And as a result, thousands of people in the United Kingdom sent letters and cards to Robin and his wife, Christine. And a few days later, Robin said a bit more. Here's what he said. "I have forgiven him. I don't have to feel like it, but he is forgiven. That's it. My family has no bitterness in our heart. We just have to pray for this man." And people were, as I said, amazed. They couldn't get over this. How could you forgive? Or why would you forgive? And he said, "On a personal level, I had to forgive other people because I'm aware of how much God and others had to forgive me, and still do." And he said, "It worries me when a Christian says they can't forgive. I know it's hard. It doesn't come easily or naturally. But when you realize that God has forgiven you everything, surely you should try and find grace to forgive." And so this retired policeman, Robin, said that as a police officer, he'd often heard people shouting in court, "Rot in hell," or "I'll never forgive you." And he said that forgiveness doesn't come easier. But he said it should be easier for a Christian who has been forgiven much. And I think that many people are full of admiration and respect for Robin Oak and his family. And what a tremendous statement of character and love he has. Well, people have said things like forgiveness is and always has been impractical, illogical, uncommon. But forgiving our enemies, doing good to those who hurt us, repaying evil with kindness. And it's not an easy thing, is it? It's not instinctive. Most of the time it's very difficult. And it's true, isn't it? Particularly when someone is just murdered like that in cold blood. Did you know that Jesus had some very difficult words? He said, "Love your enemies." He said, "Do good to those who hate you and bless those who curse you and pray for those who ill-treat you." And that's Luke 6:27 to 28. And that last part of the verse I think is relevant. Pray for those who ill-treat you. And so you can imagine the Oak family back there in that terrible day, January 2003, that they would never forget. So Jesus actually made it very clear that we are to love our enemies. He gives us a commandment. It's not just a suggestion saying it's a nice thing to do. But putting it into action would probably be, was for that family, one of the most difficult things that we would ever do. So there's no doubt that there are many people in our society who've suffered. Unjust things have happened. But from looking at it from the Christian perspective, we must not live our lives filled with hate. And Jesus said that. He said, "Love your enemies and do good to those who hurt you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you." And so it needs to be acted out, doesn't it? Perhaps a phone call or a letter, or to speak to someone, and we need to seek forgiveness. There may be extraordinary situations, like I've just explained, where it's very difficult to forgive other people. But we live in a world that is not perfect. It takes a great person to love everyone and to hate no one. And did you know that that's what Christ calls us to do? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for that story, the Oak family in England who, Lord, understood what it means to forgive. We thank you for such tremendous grace and courage. May that be our example, Lord, where we can forgive others because you've asked us to do that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.